Outlook, Washington is a tiny unincorporated township near Yakima. It's mostly known for the massive dairies that flank it. But now, it's become infamous as a likely place where residents fear they could be shot. This week, we're taking a look at what police say is a resurgence of gang activity, especially in rural areas. In part two of Living in Gangland, we bring you the story of Outlook and one woman who is fighting to get the town back. When Maria gets off Interstate 82 and heads down the off-ramp for Outlook, she starts praying that she'll get home safe today. Outlook's a tiny crosshatch of a town, just a shack of a post office, a church, a few streets, some of them dirt. But Maria has decided to draw her line in the sand against gangs here.
Younger kids, I just wish that they could be able to ride their bikes like nothing, you know. As a mom, I would not let my kids out in the streets riding a bike or even go play with the neighbors. You don't know if there's going to be a drive-by shooting.
That's right. Drive-by shootings in a dairy town. Maria's 36 and a mother of three, and Maria isn't really her real name. But she's too scared of the gangs here to use her real one on the radio. Just in 2010, there were 29 homicides in Yakima County. In Outlook alone, there were 4 armed assaults against people and about 50 cases of people using their weapons illegally against houses, dogs, and even a horse. In 2009, someone ambushed and shot a Yakima County sheriff's deputy. It happened not that far from where Maria is taking a community survey. Her leopard print earmuffs look out of place amid the neighborhood's chain link fences and pit bulls.
Even if they're little dogs, I'm scared.
At this small house, she gets an answer. The man at the door doesn't want me to use his name either. He answers questions from Maria's clipboard.
Do you feel safe in your home?
A lot of times I don't.
Do you feel safe when you leave town that your house is going to be safe?
No.
Do you feel safe walking in the streets?
No, that's why I don't go.
In the day and in the night?
Same deal. You never know.
Maria asked the man if he'd like to volunteer to make his community better. He says he's busy.
It's hard because people, there's some people that are willing to talk and there's some people that are willing to just shut down. And if they're willing to shut down and they don't want to do anything about it, you know, you can't empower somebody that doesn't want to be empowered.
But you don't have to know Maria long before you know she's determined. She hands anyone who will listen colorful flyers with ideas for change, streetlights in town, a community garden, or after-school activities for kids. Back in the car, I ask her how paper flyers stand a chance against gang members and guns.
It doesn't seem like a fair fight, but we have to start somewhere. You know, we can't just not do nothing about it and cross our hands and act like it's not there.
Why are you so brave? Like, what drives you? Why do you care about this so much?
I understand them because I grew up in that environment. I actually grew up in a family where my brothers are in gangs, and it's hard, and I want that to stop. I want to break the cycle, you know? And that's what drives me every day.
Maria says people in Outlook like the idea of replacing old abandoned trailers with a community garden or park. They're just scared of their own neighbors. But why are gangs in Outlook to begin with? For that, I turned to Northwest gang expert Gabriel Morales. His home base is in King County, but he travels the region training law enforcement on the latest trends with gangs. Morales says small towns are easy prey for gangs, in part because they aren't equipped with gang enforcement units.
I think police suppression in our larger cities is part of the issue, pushing the gangs out into suburbs and outlying areas and rural areas. But you also have changing demographics. For instance, in the city of Seattle, it's very expensive to live. They've knocked down a lot of the housing projects, public housing projects that used to have a lot of gang activity.
Morales also says that gangs can more easily keep an eye on police activity in small towns than they can in more urban settings. He adds, rural areas also don't usually have much money for prevention programs. For Maria, the ideal Outlook is a town where people can walk down the street without being afraid.
People say well, we gotta get rid of those gangs, you know. Well, they're still human, you know. And I see both sides. And that's why I'm involved in this kind of social service is because if there's help for the youth, maybe there's hope for gangs.
Maria and other community activists have landed small grants to make some changes in outlook. They've painted over most of the graffiti in town, but it keeps coming back. They put up 7 streetlights, but they say they need more. And they've established a neighborhood block watch, but say many people are afraid to participate. For now, the gang members still have the upper hand, but Maria says it's a start. I'm Anna King in Outlook, Washington.